B'choros, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph 3:1. We now turn our attention to sort of practicalities around B'choros. And this Mishnah wants to answer the following question. What happens if you buy a female cow, goat, or sheep from a non-Jew, and then it gives birth to a male? How are you supposed to know if this is the B'chor or not? How are you not supposed to know if there was a previous Peter Rechem? So, even if you're familiar with the halachas of Mesiach Lefitumo, sometimes we rely on like the casual talk of a non-Jew to sort of get information, that would have no relevance here at all because Bechor is a mitzvah d'orais, so we don't rely on Mesiach Lefitumo to rely on goyim for d'orais. So we're basically stuck trying to figure out what to do with this animal that you bought now that has a male offspring, the first one that you know of. So there may basically be two approaches in the Mishnah. Let me explain it outside first so we don't get confused later on. Rabbi Shmuel's position is, listen, you can basically, if you know how old the animal is, you can at some point know this animal is too young to have given birth to a second child already, and therefore this offspring must be the first of the offspring. That's his approach. Rabbi Akiva is going to say, no, that's not really, that makes sense if you assume that a Bechor is only a Bechor if it was preceded by another, you know, older sibling. But don't forget, you could have miscarriages as well. And an animal could be have a miscarriage, then a few months later, you know, have another offspring, and there's no way to know, you know, the miscarriage history of an animal. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva is going to bring a source which has nothing to do with our Mishnah per se. Just there's a discussion elsewhere in Chazal defining when an animal had a miscarriage, what you should look for. And the point is that just tells you that an animal can have a miscarriage, which would exempt it from being now the mother of a Bechor, because that miscarriage is the Peter Rechem. Given that, says Rabbi Akiva, we have to just assume everything is a suffix, and Hamotzi Mechever L'Varaya, so the owner will keep the animal, the firstborn male, but have to be afraid maybe it's a Bechor, and he has to let it, you know, graze the guts a moment, and then he can eat it. That's the gist of our Mishnah. The details are as follows. Says the Mishnah, Halokech Behema Mina Nachri. A Jew purchases a female cow, goat, or sheep, or donkey, from a Nachri, from a non-Jew. Ve'en yadue im bikra, im lo bikra. And the purchaser has no knowledge of whether this animal that he's buying has already given birth or not. Rabbi Shmuel Amer, so Rabbi Shmuel says, listen, you work based on the age, assuming you can know the actual age of the animal. Eiz, if you're talking about a goat, bashnasa vada lakohen. If it's a goat in its first year when it gives birth to this offspring, so you know that must be the first, because a goat can't give birth to a second offspring in its first year. Mikan ve'elech safek. If the offspring you know about was born after the goat is a year old, so then you don't know. Maybe this is the first, maybe it's the second. When it comes to Rachel, a sheep, male sheep, you, bashtayim vade lakohen. If the offspring is born within the second year of this sheep's life, so then you can know for sure it isn't old enough to have given birth for a second time yet, and therefore this is the bechor if it's a male. Mikan ve'elech safek. If it's older than 2 years old, you're not sure, you have to treat it as a safek. Para v'chamor, when it comes to cows and donkeys, benosh shalosh vaday kohen, if the animal you know about is born in the first 3 years of the life of the donkey or the cow, then it's certainly a bechor and goes to kohen, mikan ve'elech safek. If it's older than that, 3 years old, you don't know if this is the first or the second offspring. Okay, just some basic facts. First of all, just so you should know, the gestation period is basically 5 months for goats and sheep. It's 9.5 months for a cow. The Rishon already point out that in their time, their cows already gave birth sort of after being 2 years old. And that's certainly the case today. Typically, you know, animals that are raised in livestock, cows give birth basically in 2 years for the first time. And therefore, notwithstanding our Mishnah, it would be possible for a cow to have a second viable, healthy child before it's turning three. So there's some sort of change that happened, maybe from selective breeding. I don't know. In any case, Rabbi Akiva is going to reject the whole thing, like I said before. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Shmuel, Ilu bavlad bilvad habehema nifteres. If it were true that the only way that the mother could now be exempt from having a bechor is if it had a previous viable offspring, then hayakadavracha, then yeah, you'd be right. The problem is, there is the possibility of having a miscarriage. Now, Rabbi Akiva is going to talk about a situation, he's just going to bring a source from elsewhere that just shows that there's such a thing, there's a concept of an animal having a miscarriage, which counts as the Peter Rechem, so when it has its first viable offspring, that offspring, even if it's male, is not a Bechor. So he brings that by saying, Amru, they said, the Chazal say elsewhere, Simen Havlad Bevehema Daka, a sign that a small animal, meaning a goat or a sheep, had a miscarriage which was viable, which would make it be the Peter Rechem, is tinuf. Tinuf just means literally filth, but it's referring to like some kind of bloody, bubbly mass that comes out of the mother. Again, you have to take that to an expert, to the vet, to the farmer who knows what it is, and he'll say, yeah, this is a miscarriage. If it is, then that would count as the Peter Rechem, if not, not. But the point is, if you see this like kind of bubbly, bloody discharge, it's not just like the animal having its period. It's actually, you know, a miscarriage potentially that needs to be identified by an expert. Uvagasa, as for larger animals, so meaning in this case, the context would be cows and donkeys. Shilia, if you see an amniotic sac, the shilia is the sac in which the fetal cow or fetal donkey grows, or whatever, all mammals grow. So if there's a sac that comes out, then you can assume that there was a embryo growing inside the sac, and therefore that would count as the Peter Rechem. Even if you can't find that embryo or fetus now, it doesn't matter. We assume it was, you know, since it died in the meantime, it was just sort of reabsorbed into the body and sort of just dissolved and it's gone. Uva Isha, when it comes to a human, a woman, Shafir Vishilia. So signs that she had a miscarriage would be either the Shafir. The Shafir is the placenta. Placenta is essentially it's like a clump of meat that attaches to the uterus, and that's the source for the blood for the baby. So the point is, if there's a shfir that developed, a placenta that developed, it indicates there was a baby growing here. And of course, the shilia, if there's amniotic sac, that indicates again there was a baby growing here. And if you can't find the baby, it doesn't matter. You have to assume that the baby was growing, but again, it sort of dissolved and got reabsorbed, whatever the story is. But the point is, says Rabbi Akiva, that's like by. The point is, since there's such a thing as livestock having a miscarriage, which now makes it exempt from Bechor, and that could happen, you know, when the child, that the livestock is much younger, you'll never know when you buy this, even if you buy like a goat in its first year, you don't know if this first offspring is indeed its first Peter Rechem, or if it's the second and there was a miscarriage before. And rather, therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, Zehaklal, the principle is, Kol Shiyadua Shebikra, if you know for a fact that this animal gave birth before, then ein kan lekohen klum. Then, of course, the second animal that comes out now, the kohen gets nothing because it's not a bechor. V'chol shelo bikra, if you know for certainly that this animal never gave birth before, you bought it when it was, you know, whatever it is, you know, a week old or something, whatever, then harei zeh lekohen. Then, of course, if it has a first issue, which is a male, that goes to kohen as a bechor. But every other possibility, im safek, if you just don't know if this is the first or the second offspring, then it's going to be treated as a safek. Ye'achel b'mumo labalim. The farmer keeps it. The kohen gets nothing because hamotzim b'chaver l'varaya, can't prove it's his. But the farmer can't eat it right away because he has to be afraid that it could be a bechor, and therefore he lets it graze until it gets its blemish. He's allowed to work it or shear it, and at that point he'll eat it once it gets its mum. Another point, like a new paragraph, if you will. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, behema gasa sheshafa chararas dam. If you have a cow or a donkey and it expels like a hard bloody mass, okay, sheshafa, from the word shefa, is like to, you know, like to flow, let's call it something, like, you know, it emits out of it. A charara is a borrowed term. A charara is like a kind of a biscuit that you would cook on a fire in the ground, like a hard piece of bread, if you will. So the point is, if it's like a charara zada means like a kind of a brick, that's like a bloody brick, it's a hard thing that's red that comes out of the animal. Hare zu tikaver, says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that has to be assumed to be the bechor. That's a Peter Rechem, it just didn't make it, but it's like a male hardened whatever embryo, and therefore, or fetus, whatever, and therefore v'niftra min ha-bechorah, what happens next, if there's another animal born after this charara, dam, like this, the bloody, you know, the bloody mass, whatever, then that one is not a bechor, because the charara is dam, that counts as the Peter Rechem, that's the first issue. Now, if you'll ask the question, wait a second, this is just like a hard clot of blood. Fine, we accept that this was like the fetal, you know, cow. But who says that it's a bechor? First of all, it could have been a female. And second of all, even if it was a male, not all male are subject to bechor. There's other possibilities, you know, if it didn't look at all like the mother and so on, which is a possibility here, it looks like nothing. So therefore, why are we treating like a bechor? And when I say treating like a bechor, what that means is, remember, a bechor, a viable, regular case of a bechor, so it can't be eaten if it's got a mum. It can't be eaten. Excuse me, I should say, it can only be eaten once it gets a mum. And if it is not eaten before it dies, so then it has to be buried, because you can get no benefit from it. You can't feed it to dogs or something like that. So the point of our Mishnah here is we're treating this charara dam as a bechor not allowed to feed to dogs. You have to bury it. The question is why? Because it should be like a sveik sveik. There's two doubts. Who said it's a male? Who said the male was subject to bechoras? The answer is you're right. This is a din derabanan. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is saying, midderabanan, we're required to bury this charara dam because then people will essentially, it'll be some sort of quasi-public event. People on the farm will know that this animal had something significant, which has the status of like a bechor. So that when it has the second offspring, we'll know this is not a bechor. See, if we didn't bury this charara dam, we might just count it as being a non-event, and therefore when it has a male offspring, we might treat it as yes, a bechor. So maybe make us think about it here by burying it to make sure we know this counts. In contrast, if it has like a shilia or shvi or something like that, you know, if it just has the amniotic sac comes out of the cow, so that you don't have to bury it. And in fact, you could give it to the dogs to eat or something like that, it's not a problem. Because everyone knows that if there was a sac, there must have been a fetal cow here somewhere, and therefore everyone knows the next one is not going to be considered to be a bechor.